This is VOA News via remote. I'm Tommy McNeil. More than 302,000 people have died from COVID-19 globally, and the number of confirmed infections has surpassed 4.4 million. In the United States, approximately 86,000 people have died, and the number of infections is more than 1.4 million. A vaccine to counter the new coronavirus could be approved in about a year in an optimistic scenario, and that's according to an agency which approves medicines for the European Union. The European Medicines Agency is in communication with 33 developers, and its head of vaccines, Malko Kava, says it's doing all it can to speed up the approval process, but that he was skeptical of claims that it could be ready by September. U.S. President Donald Trump stalled plans to bring peace to Afghanistan and have suffered a new setback with a decision by Kabul to resume offensive operations against the Taliban following several attacks that killed scores of Afghans. Meanwhile, Washington is still planning to cut the number of U.S. troops in Afghanistan to 8,600 from about 30,000. Despite years of war and constant violence, the week's events have been a shock. Now Afghanistan is on stage and on edge as the country's military switches to offensive mode. China has gone a month without announcing any new deaths from the coronavirus. The National Health Commission reported 4 new cases of the virus Friday, all local cross-infections in a northeastern province where a cluster of uncertain origin has been detected in recent days. The last time the commission reported a death was on April 14th. Just 91 people remain in a treatment for COVID-19. 623 others are under isolation and monitoring for being suspected cases or for having tested positive without showing symptoms. More at voanews.com. This is VOA News. Nearly 3 million laid-off workers applied for U.S. unemployment benefits last week as the viral outbreak forced more companies to slash jobs, even though some states have begun to reopen businesses. In an AP interview, Rate.com's Mark Hamrick says it's another bad report on weekly jobless claims. He says this is frankly another sickening punch to the gut. And unfortunately, we need to be braced for more incoming body blows along these lines. Roughly 36 million people have now sought jobless aid in just the 2 months since the coronavirus first forced businesses to close. Japanese Prime Minister Shinzo Abe lifted a state of emergency in large parts of his country Thursday, but said it would remain in place in Tokyo and Osaka until the novel coronavirus is contained. The world's third largest economy declared the nationwide state of emergency a month ago, urging citizens to reduce person-to-person contact by 80%.